Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Crisis is a turning point, a decisive moment or emotionally significant event that introduces radical change. And that is certainly where we find ourselves. You know, God is not surprised by this situation. God knew you and I would have to work our way through this crisis, and He has a plan to use it for good, for our good. And it's our responsibility to be attuned to that plan and work with it. God never wastes a crisis. The crucifixion of Jesus was a crisis in which God was at work accomplishing His will and changing human history. To all the people watching, Jesus looked like a helpless victim. They mocked Him, they abused Him, they bruised and beat Him, they tortured Him, they killed Him. His friends and followers fled in fear, overwhelmed by it all. But throughout the crisis, God was in complete control. The climactic moment of the crisis comes with Jesus' death, of course. But look what comes next. What's the very first thing the gospel tells us that happened following Jesus' death? What's the very first consequence of His death? It might not be what you would think. The gospel says, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The curtain of the temple. What's that about? What's the curtain in the temple? And what's it got to do with the cross? Well, you know, the center and summit of the entire nation of Israel was Jerusalem. And the center and summit of Jerusalem was the temple. And the center and summit of the temple was called the Holy of Holies, where God's presence dwelt. In the original temple, the Ark of the Covenant was held there, containing the tablets of the Ten Commandments, a place forbidden to enter, because God's goodness and holiness were so overwhelming, so inaccessible to mere mortals that you weren't allowed to go near it. So unapproachable that you couldn't even look upon the entrance. The entrance of the Holy of Holies was covered with a great gilded curtain over a foot thick and 40 feet tall. Only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, and then only once a year on the Day of Atonement. Otherwise, the curtain remained as a powerful symbol of the inaccessibility of God. At Jesus' death, the curtain is torn away once and for all and forever. Through the death of His Son, God removed what separates us from Him. Jesus' crucifixion is the crisis moment in all of human history. Before his death, we were separated from God. By his death, we can enter into a full relationship with him. Nothing can separate you from God now except you. You are as close to God as you want to be. So don't allow guilt or shame or past mistakes or sloth or the distractions of this world, don't let this crisis keep you from a relationship with him. In fact, let me encourage you to enter into his presence every day, very intentionally, this week, this Holy Week, this extraordinary Holy Week, a Holy Week in which there will be no sacraments or ceremonies, no church attendance, no palms or Easter flowers, nothing really, except one long Good Friday, and only the time that you make for yourself to attend to God's Word and worship him in prayer. If this is new to you or difficult for you, and I know it can be, resolve to set aside just 5 or 6 minutes a day, each day. Pick a time and a place that you can commit to, free from distractions and technology. And in it, acknowledge God, praise him, thank him. Thank him for what he did for you on the cross. And thank him for what he's going to do for you through this crisis. I don't know how long this crisis will continue. I don't know how long it will take following the crisis to renew our lives, restore our relationships, and rebuild our community. I don't know how much you are affected currently by fear and frustration, loneliness and isolation, anxiousness and anxiety. I don't know any of those things. But I do know this. I do know that God wants to use this crisis to draw you closer to himself. Don't waste the crisis.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyla of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.